full emotions. I know that wasn't a fun one.
I just want to get it over with.
Well, I appreciate it. I was hoping Doug would do it, but I didn't want to do it because I'm damn angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
Just trying to keep on schedule. Our next item is a discussion with Tom Hurd on the Daniel Town Hall bids. Tom, can we turn it over to you?
Perfect. I sent all of you the package basically that I
for the record, could you give us the low bid price?
The low bid price was $3,363,078.46.
Okay. And then just approximately how many subcontractors from the county would be used in this project?
There will be four.
Any questions for Todd?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just to clarify, from the recommendation from the engineers on this, the low bid, this is the low bid, and it's been checked. The emphasis is not, this is to Todd, please clarify that the emphasis is not solely the in-county contractors as part of the recommendation, nor would that be considered as part of the choice on the bid. I just want to make sure that was clarified.
That's a very good point. Just for the record, the high bid was $4.1 million, I'm not going to go into this in. And the second bid was $3.6 million. So there was nearly a $300,000 difference between low and second on this. One other note that I want to just throw out there is $150,000 force account item. That money may or may not need to be spent, hopefully not, but it's just a force account, just a placeholder in case we run into some little deal that we need to address. So we're hopeful about the project.
Okay. So your recommendation?
My recommendation is to award it to A Pleasant Construction.
And for the record, they are the low bidder.
They are the low bidder.
Comments? Questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Baker.
Todd, there's a couple items that I don't understand. I know you can help me with it. With the base bid, does that cover everything, or does that mean down the road there? Going to be some more stuff that the force bid may not cover.
The base bid is the intent, and like I say, we do have time you start digging in unknown areas, I mean, we may get garbage or we may get rock or something like that, some unforeseen item that we just don't know.
Right, no, I understand that perfectly well. The other thing, so I'm just trying to solidify my own mind in this project, because obviously I'm the one of five that's hasn't approved it. So we're yes, we have. 150, if we're to go over 150,000, then what happens? And I'm just looking down the road. Then do you need, will you need to come back for change orders?
Yeah,
or
I think that correct? It would need to be addressed through a change order.
Okay.
If it comes to that. We sit down with the whole bid with a budget. His name's Jim Jessen. We actually sit down with him and just point blank ask, are you comfortable with the drawings? Are you comfortable with your bid? And of course, sitting across the table from me, he said yes. So, I feel very good about the project being complete.
Okay, fair enough. A couple other things. So, in the, and I haven't got the paper in front of me, it's on my phone, and I had a heck of a time reading all that stuff. But there were two items in there that, and bear with me if I don't pronounce them properly for it, because I can't remember the numbers. But one of them was a generator that was going to be owner supplied.
Correct.
Who authorized that?
That was, it's a good question. With the generator, and I know Tom and I talked about it, the county has an ongoing open contract with Cummins, and they can buy that generator, say it's $60,000. If we have a contract to supply that generator, it's going to be $60,000 plus 15% to 20%. And so we view that as an opportunity to try to save some money and just tag it on to the already contract by the county.
Right, fair enough, I understand that part of it, but shouldn't that be reflected in the total cost or not?
It should be.
But it's not?
But it's not. It's not in this number.
So, but it will be?
Yes.
So then there was a, Donna should have printed that thing out. There was one other little item, it wasn't probably a little item, but it was something to do with, and it was also owner.
The exhaust system.
Yes, thank you.
The exhaust system. And Shant just put one in the Pine Hills fire station. What was it, 75-ish? 75,000. Shant has already said that that's one item that he can live without if he needs to for a period of time and put that into a different budget. The other thing to consider is there were some grant monies dedicated to this, to the fire department. And so we definitely want to utilize that.
And you could utilize those monies like for the exhaust system?
Absolutely. And it's just a matter of an invoice and Carrie, I'm assuming Carrie's doing the grant drawdowns. If not, call me. Either you or Matt, whoever's wanting to do them. They're pretty straightforward. You just have to back with invoices. Some of the previous engineer work, you can draw from that. So, but I'm just not sure how that grant money, how the split is, whether it's 25% or what. So.
I apologize for my insistency. I just need to get this stuff in my mind. So,
Clay, yes. I have a question for you, and it's been brought to my attention that one of the subcontractors is my employer.
Okay.
That it would be my understanding that I should have stayed. Does it matter to me?
So if there's not any other discussion, I guess I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I hate to forestall the inevitable, but if you don't mind, I'd like another question.
I'm sorry, I thought you were through. Forgive me.
I probably should be nervous, but I'm not yet.
I've got to change glasses.
So I have to ask this question. I know what the answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So recently I've seen it been described as a Daniel fire hall. No mention of Rebel Bridge. Are they out of the equation now?
They're not. I actually, on my drive up today, I thought we should have named this whole project something different than just a Daniel fire hall. That's just an oversight. The County Road and Bridge is still got half of this building.
So explain to me, if you would, what was the cost associated with that portion?
You know, I never broke that. I could do that for you, Doug.
Well, I think it's important to get it out there. I know I'm losing the vote. That's not the issue here. The issue is having the information out there.
Well, I think one thing, Commissioner McRae, is the fact that a grant was presented to the SLIP board for this project, and part of that grant specifically specified that this money would be spent for a dual-purpose building, both the fire hall and the road bridge.
Mr. Chairman, I respect that, and I understand exactly how it was presented, but my argument is then, what still is, the road and bridge has never been involved in the discussion to a degree that they want to be part of it, and I know the road and bridge would be very, very happy with an $85,000 remodel of the current facility up there, and I think if we're talking about saving money, we should look at that.
I think we should look at that as the overall price factor.
The fact that it's your assertion that road bridge has never been talked to or agreeable for this project is just your assertion. The fact is also that we have a good proposal here that we need to consider for the building of the Daniel Fire Hall as well as a road bridge maintenance facility. I don't think it's fair speaking for Road and Bridge or bringing them into the conversation when they weren't asked to be here.
So, Clayton, being as I'm abstaining, which we've established that, go ahead.
Can you give me just 2 seconds on that? Mm-hmm.
Is your microphone
on the batteries? Yes. It's okay. We're about to.
We all might need new batteries.
Sorry, go ahead.
We've established that I'm abstaining from the vote, and I should be able to speak in favor of or against at this point, can't I?
You're not voting on it, but you can share. I know that you've been involved in the project, and I think that your involvement in the project could be shared. Certainly, it's going to make sure that everyone's aware of the work that's been put in, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, I think to recap a few things is, we started out this project with an engineer estimate that scared us all, and now it's come in well below that. And plus, we have $1 million grant from the SLIP board, which Shad worked extensively on getting, and it was a wing and a prayer, and lo and behold, we got it. So, towards the $3 million project, we've got $1 million from the state, which was their blessing of approval of the project in itself. And they commended us while we were there that it was a dual project, road and bridge and fire department, that they gave us kudos for, if you recall, Chad. I think this opportunity is not going to happen very often that we get a bid
Thank you, Commissioner Noble, and I appreciate the work that you put forward in this and trying to bring it to fruition. Commissioner Baker, you need a battery? You good? Yeah. Commissioner Bell. Mr. Chairman, I went back to, I don't even know how many years now, long before Chad's time on this commission. It was pointed out in the long-term priorities of fire that the rebuilding of a new Daniel Fire Hall was the top of the priority for future use to benefit the health and safety of the people in the county. Also, I think a big factor that weighs with me on this is the fact that by having a much more ready water supply available, not just to the Daniel community, but the Daniel Corps, Big Piney, Marbleton, Pinedale, maybe even in some cases you could say it could benefit Bolton, where I live. I don't know that for a fact. I will tell. And in view of the fact that people's insurance rates that they pay for fire insurance will go down if we build this project. That's something that's not talked about maybe as much as it should be. And in view of the fact that we've been through the process, we got $1 million grant. If we try to separate these projects now and start over, we lose the grant money. The fire hall alone would then cost us more county taxpayer money than what it's going to cost now with the grant. So, with all that said, and with the understanding that the intent is to sell the existing facility in Daniel to help recoup the cost of this facility, I move we accept a little bit of A plus.
Mr. Chairman, I second that with discussion.
You have some discussion?
My discussion is that with the local contractors, we are in a depressed economy around here. This is going to bring a lot of money to a bunch of contractors to help. And the man, hopefully, that brought this contract, I'm not sure where he's from. Is he from Rock Springs or from Green River? Yeah, he's a businessman, and he was paying attention, and these people will do a very, very good job, and it will help them. So I'm totally in favor of this.
I would just like to comment that this has been a topic of consideration and planning for better than 5 years, much longer than I've been on the commission. I know the previous commission had weighed this project out in terms of the need before it would provide to the citizens of this county the central location, the increased water supply, and a number of other things. I do know as well that the previous commission set aside $3 million in a depreciation reserve account. When I say years ago, I'm talking at least 5 years ago for this project. I think at this point, when the idea of that project cost being about $3 million 5 years ago, and we're now looking at a bid price of about $3.36 million, with the caveat that the state has awarded us a grant and $1 million towards this project, I think we're in a pretty fair position now to be able to complete the planning and the strategy for this that was begun at least 5 years ago. Having said that, it's my opinion that this is going to be a worthy project for Sullivan County, that it would be important supplying their needs with regards to fire. I think the water supply and its effect on reaching far out areas that may be limited in terms of fire suppression with what we currently have, certainly have a great boost to our level of protection that we can afford the people in this county. So I'm in favor of this project as well.
Once again, I've established that I'm not going to vote, but I do want to point out that if there was no conflict on my behalf, my vote would be in support of this.
Are there any other comments? If you want, I'll call a question.
Yes. Just one small comment.
Certainly. Would you like my mic?
No. COVID. I just would like to make one comment. I guess the response time from Pinedale to Daniel is not going to change much, I don't think. Secondly, we're talking about $1 million plus a grant. And I don't understand a lot of these things, but my suspicion is that the $3 million that we're going to add to the $1 million totals up to 4 point whatever it is, $1 million.
We're not adding $1 million. Well, you just said we were adding $1 million to $3 million.
Would you let me finish, please? So we take that $1 million that probably Sutherland County paid 85% of it. It's still taxpayers' money. We're going to take $2.2 million, something along those lines, that Sutherland County taxpayers' money. Any way you cut it, it's a taxpayer-funded project, period. And in the future, it will be a taxpayer-funded opportunity to take care of what has to be called maintenance, which will, over time, be just another added burden to all of the maintenance programs that we have had the opportunity to have in Sutherland County. Now, I'm through to you.
Just a brief response to my good colleague, Commissioner Rickard. Everything we do in this county is with taxpayers' money. Everything the state does in terms of supplying resources to this county is with taxpayers' money. With regards to maintenance, of course there's going to be additional maintenance costs. If you look at the maintenance costs we have for the Kendall Fire Station, which is similar in size to this facility minus the maintenance department, we have on average in the last 5 years spent $8,000 a year on that facility. That includes maintenance, that includes electrical, and that includes propane for heating. So yes, we know we're going to have maintenance involved, but I don't think the maintenance is a reason not to move forward with this project, which although I don't know whether it's going to increase the response time in Pinedale, but I know there's a lot of places in the county that are going to need backup water supply. If their fire accomplishes greater than 25% of their structure, and they're greater than 20 minutes from a water supply. So if there's not any other comment, I'll call the question. We have a motion to approve this bid with Pleasant Construction Company in the amount of $3,363,078.47. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
And one abstention for the record. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Sincerely appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Support this project, and it will certainly help our ability to provide fire protection and emergency response for the communities and citizens of Sutherland County. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See ya.
Present for you.
Oh, thank you. Save me a check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine was longer than that.
Okay, I think we still have John. You have some NLDC for us.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, my news is as gloomy as the weather. From our last meeting, I got 11 different NOVCs. We will be paying out $129,768.97. And it comes from a lot of shuffling around. A couple companies put money into, looks like, one tax district that should have gone to a different tax district. And it looks like Ultra is doing a lot of bookkeeping to the tune of like a dollar here, a dollar there, or a stack about that much. So I have compiled a spreadsheet just to kind of give you an idea of where everything's going, and I highlighted the bottom line.
So these are 11 that total up to that 129,000.
Various ones. We had one that ended up being a net zero. They take these and put them into groups. Different wells are in different groups. Sometimes they move numbers, like they over-reported in one, under-reported in another, and it just zeroes out. So it's 11 LBC, but it's we have just one account, so we don't have to worry about the bookkeeping on the other end. We just keep track of it on our end. Yeah, there's some things that are going on, and I don't think it's going to get better. It seems like there's a lot of shifting around. We don't usually get the nitpicking down to like a dollar per group, and now it's shifting around. And when you go through the thousands of line items that they have, I mean, those dollars, they're trying to squeeze for every dollar.
Okay.
I wish I had better news too, but no, it's not. I think they're really trying to get things figured out. But I'm hoping, I need to speak to our legislative committee, but I'd like to try to get the ball rolling, because right now, the companies err on the side of being conservative. So they will over-report on what they're getting in, because they won't have to pay penalties and interest. So if they over-report for 2017, we have to pay them back, and there's no recourse with them doing that kind of bookkeeping. What I'm hoping is that perhaps we can make some kind of change, and it might be legislatively, I'm not sure how they do that, but try to get them focused on a better number rather than erring so far on one side, and structure the penalties around, you know, what should be their true number. So if you're close to that number, you don't get dinged as much. The further you deviate from either one way or the other, the increase in penalties, because I think that might tamp down some of these numbers, because they're pretty large.
So, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
So John, what's the farthest one away from today in terms of the date?
So, for example, value-wise, the ones that were shifting between tax districts, you had a positive of over $5 million of value, and then a negative of $4
million. So
those net out. Another one, though, will be a valuation of over $1 million. So
okay.
That's,
so I think I didn't say that right. In other words, are they 5 years old? Are they 10 years old?
Oh, okay.
Or
yes, I understand. The oldest ones we have are 2015, and the most current one is a 2019.
Okay.
So
this is something we need to work on. We need to work on also, that time frame.
So right, the time frame is a big issue, and I think it's especially this year, with all things considered, it's they know that they have 5 years to go and figure out.
Right. And it's more for the school districts than it is for the county, because we've got some money set aside to take care of this.
Well, and really, the ones that really hurt are the cemetery districts, mm-hmm. Boses,
right.
The ones
yes.
like that, since the school has gone to more the state spending level.
ADM, yes.
To your point, yeah, when you start the trickle down with the county being mm-hmm. at the top and then schools and everybody else down below, it's just a cascade effect. And, you know, for speaking to a couple of the tax reps, it's like, you know, you guys really have to try to do a little better. But they're like, well, with the current penalties and interest scheme, there's no incentive for us
right.
to go and hit it first time. So I'm hopeful that we can kind of get the ball rolling into something like that, to where it's like, get closer.
Commissioner Bowman. So John, question on this. Do you think it would be beneficial for the Assessors Association, even Waco, like specifically the assessors and WCCA, to come up with a combined strategy to lobby the next legislature to take a look at the pipeline for ULVCs and to take a look at, for example, if you don't get it right, change the penalty clause to where, say, if this thing is 5 years old and they're asking for $1 million back, if it's that old, maybe they'll only get 50% of that back. And come up with some kind of penalty that would encourage people to get it right in the first place. Do you think it's worth a combined effort? I guess back to my original statement, is the assessors, commissioners association working together to come up with some kind of proposal for the legislature?
I do.
To educate them why this is important.
I do. I think the biggest part moving forward is to try to determine where if it's in statute or if it's in rules of the penalties. I believe the penalties and interest are in statute, that they shall pay penalties and interest from the date of when the last payment was due. So that would have to be a legislative change. Trying to go and redo what I believe is a more workable solution will have to take a collaborative effort. But as the new guy in the state, I'm going to have to go and escalate up to our president of our association. At least try to go and get the ball rolling to get some communication, because this isn't going to go away. And I think that just the bill that passed about monthly payments is kind of an indication that hopefully everybody else understands that there's a problem and that we need to go and recognize that. And to the producers, I think it's more an incentive that if they get their numbers closer, then if they can, then they're not going to be dinged as much on interest. So I think it's a mutually beneficial solution, but I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm hoping to, once I get my abstract hearing with the state board done tomorrow, then I can refocus my efforts and try to get something like that.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Well, I guess they say all good things must end.